Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trigstad with us in studio. Hello, Lark. Your legacy.
Your loved one leave a legacy. And I think it was presented best as one author wrote this. Many older adults find their attention drawn to caring for the future. Isn't that, that's so important.
True.
Age makes it clear that our lives are finite. We also recognize that there are things that we can do to contribute beyond our actual time here on Earth.
The Coaching Caregiver website recommends some activities like conducting a life review. A life review can be done at any age. It simply helps you take a few steps back. It kind of puts your life into perspective.
Yeah, so like, you know, landmark birthdays, maybe you might do that. So I think it's great. They suggest a review is a much shorter project than a memoir that chronicles your life from beginning to end. And they point out one could consider thinking about the top five crossroads or challenges in your life. And with each one, it's these kind of things, Tim, listed here.
What were the forces at play in your life at that time? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from the decisions that you made?
Ouch.
What are you proud of? I think a lot of us can go back and do some of that kind of stuff. What are we proud of?
Yep.
What have you thought about in terms of roads not taken?
Good one.
Probably going down that road. Have you done that too?
Yes, I have.
Any insights to share?
Yeah, that's a good question. Really good one. So, you know, this legacy work should not be based on death and dying. Rather, it emphasized life and living. And Wendy Griffin, who is a senior social worker counselor at MD Anderson Cancer Center, explains that legacy building is about making connections and sharing precious moments with the special people in your life. So that's kind of a different twist. You know, most of us think we leave that legacy as we're in the dying process.
Interesting twist, too.
Yeah.
There's also the idea about making an ethical will that leaves behind expressions of love.
I like this.
An ethical will can also serve as an acknowledgement to members of your family. To each one, you might write, my favorite memory of you, what I most admire about you, my deepest hope for you.
Right. Or I would like you to have my personal item. My example is Teddy. He's a little worn. Please forgive me and or I forgive you. And this one especially. Or thank you for some special quality that they brought to your life. And recently my son just had his little Cocker Spaniel put to sleep, and right as she's dying, he said, "Thank you, pumpkin."
Oh,
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creating a legacy will not only provide your loved ones with a precious, tangible attachment to you after you're gone, it will also improve your life today.
That's right. Real time.
I like that.
I do too. And leaving a legacy, posted by Kimberly Fowler, sums it up like this. Creating your legacy can take many forms, depending on your own unique personality. Your legacy can be planned or unplanned, elaborate or simple, financial or sentimental. Or, Tim, like Walt Disney said, I only hope that we don't lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse. Mickey! Give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, that's neat stuff, and
it's really food for thought. I mean, you know.
And as we grow older,
yep.
Older is obviously relative.
That's right. Even babies are getting older.
We are all getting older, but it's a good thing to think about as you go through life anyway. It's where you've been, what you've done,
yeah,
and how you've impacted other people.
Exactly, and it also puts you in a position that your family members know your values, and when it comes time to make tough decisions at the end of your life, they have a basis to help make sure it's what you want. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Neat
legacy.
Stuff. Legacy. I didn't know we'd be talking about legacy.
Dear
today.
Old Walt.
That's good. That was good. Lark, if somebody wants more information to find out about this topic or others,
yes,
you can send them to the right place, can't you?
We can. And it's NorthIowaSageLink.com and 24/7 news about you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Lark, thanks for stopping by.
Bye-bye.
That's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.